and happy with Lee B and the Nixter on WCR.
I'm sick of all this walking. This factory's a lot further away than I thought.
It seems so massive.
Well, it is the Giant's factory after all.
Yeah, I'm still wondering what it makes though.
Giant sweeties? I've got some eyeballs in my bag.
Ugh.
Chocolate ones? Do you want one?
Well, this is clearly no good. We're not getting anywhere on foot. We seem to be walking round and round in circles.
Look, there's another beanstalk.
What?
Isn't that a strange coincidence? Yeah, the fact that there could be two beanstalks here at exactly the same time.
Hang on, that's not just any old beanstalk. It's the same beanstalk.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We really have been walking round in circles.
I shall have to make one or two tests first. I shall examine it closely with Dr. Strangeglove's sat-nav magnifying goggles.
Do you know, I've just been wondering what did happen to Dr. Strangeglove.
Maybe the Pro Panto squad's got him.
Well, what would they do to him?
They might sanitise him.
Hasn't that got something to do with cleaning toilets?
It certainly looks like our beanstalk.
Hang on, look, why don't we just ask it? Beanstalk?
Yes!
Ah, are you our beanstalk, Beanstalk?
No, I'm the Queen of Spain!
Oh. Yes, it's our beanstalk. Come on, let's go.
What, home?
No, to the factory. Ollipop's been taken there.
Exactly, that's why I want to go home.
Look, it's two men flying on a pantomime goose.
Stop!
Got you right now, we have. Right in the midst of your doings.
Oh no, it's behind you.
You won't fool us again with that joke.
Didn't know we fooled you the first time.
Shut up!
Well, you see, I've got a slight advantage over you two. You see, I've read the script.
So have we.
Have you?
Yes, right up to the moment where Nixter says... Oh.
Oh.
Ah, but was it that O?
What? Which O do you mean? That O or the first O? Shut up! You don't know, do you? Nonsense! I have the script right here! Ah, yes!
Go on then, what does he say?
Well, you've all just climbed to the top of the beanstalk. Ollipop's been captured by pterodactyls, and now...
What?
Suddenly a bunch of fairies float down from the heavens.
It's true.
Fairies did float down from the heavens.
Oh.
Ah, it was that O. Oh, no wonder.
Can you tell us more?
No, sorry.
But you can't.
It's all in the hands of the fairies now. Take it away, head fairy.
Hello, I'm the head fairy. Excuse me.
Oh, that's better. I'm the head fairy. And these are the legs fairies.
Well, can't they speak?
Talking legs? That'd be ridiculous.
Who are you?
That's Flora. She's my right-hand fairy. Left-hand fairy's not turned up yet.
Neither has Torso Fairy. And the left big toe fairy.
Oh, go on, pull yourselves together.
Well, what do we do?
I don't know, anything. Just do something. You're supposed to be the all-powerful pantomime fairies.
So?
Panto them up.
Okay, so then, up and hapsters. Weren't there originally six of you?
Three now. We seem to be losing people. The boys are dropping off.
Boys? So, no dame then?
No.
Well, panto rules and all that, there must be a panto dame. So one of you must be the dame.
I see.
And you must be the panto dame.
What?
Yes, panto rules. The dame must always be played by the parts of a man.
Yeah, I know that.
And after all, it wouldn't be the first time you dressed as a woman, would it?
Really?
Well, there was that time when I was Tinky Winky on a boat.
That's not a woman.
Well, they had my handbag with me.
Enough talk! Fairies, panto him up! I want him looking like a dame!
Why?
Well, there is nothing like a dame.
So, one, two, three, four, one.
There is nothing like a dame!
Nothing in the world!
There is no man you can blame, so you'd better off blame the dame.
So you'd better off blame the dame.
Finished! Excellent, excellent. Let me have a look. Hello, Widow Tinky Winky.
Hello, I am Widow Tinky Winky.
Yes. I'm not too sure about the voice, though. It sounds a little too...
silly.
Silly, yes.
I'll use my normal voice, then.
That's better. And the dress. Oh, I've heard of freak chic, but stapling dead rats all the way around the bustle. Oh.
So, last year.
What about that lettuce you were balancing on the top of your imitation glass tricorn hat?
Yeah. What is the lettuce about?
I don't get the lettuce. And that face, I would strongly recommend having plastic surgery.
Oh, flipping cheek. I'm not having you criticise my mush. Mush, up it!
Oh, but we haven't finished yet.
No, no, what else have you got planned for me? I suppose you're going to swap my head with a hammerhead shark?
Well, you can do that if you want, but I'm more concerned about your so-called travel arrangements. Travelling by Beanstalk is so last year.
So last year.
Oh, no, don't you start.
No, no, we don't need the Beanstalk anymore. We're using other methods now.
Yeah, we're using our heads.
No, we're using our feet.
A panto dame should always look the part by arriving at the scene in a pumpkin coach.
That's Cinderella.
Yes, that's right, but we haven't got a pumpkin.
But we have got a marrow.
And with a quick swish of my wand, it becomes a coach, see?
One marrow-shaped coach.
And what are we going to use to pull it? I should have guessed. See, Nixter, I was right. Now we'll be the ones riding around in a marrow-shaped coach driven by elephants.
Just wait till my rhinoceros turns up. Meanwhile, back in the Weirdry, Dr. Strangeglove and Colin are trying to clone a pantomime horse in a test tube.
Aha! At last! I've cloned a pantomime horse in a test tube!
Strange!
Do you mind? That's my line!
Oh, sorry.
Right. Now, I'm going to see if this works.
Works? Well, what are you going to do about it?
Simple. I'm going to use it to fly up the beanstalk. The others will have reached the giant's factory by now.
Don't tell me. You read the script as well.
Absolutely doodly. Now then, to break the glass to let the horse out, I'll use my unbreakable mallet. Oh, well, it's not unbreakable anymore. It's broke. Ah, but the horse is free. Here you go, horsey.
It's a little horse.
So are you!
Yes, I know. It's those second-hand cold dealers knocking about. They gave me man flu.
Yes, well, I'm not going to do much flying on a horse the size of a peanut.
That's weird, you know, right? Because everything you touch ends up smelling of peanuts. Why is that?
It's those second-hand peanut salesmen they have knocking about.
Fair dues. How's we going to make the horse larger, then?
Simple. With my enlarge-o-ray. Just point it at the subject and he grows to an enormous size right in front of you.
Just like that?
Yes. Obviously you've got to switch it on first. Watch closely. Yes.
Is there a problem, Dr. Strangeglove?
I just realised something.
What?
I was holding the enlarger ray the wrong way. I had it pointing at us.
So now what?
Let's have a snog.
What?
A song. Not a snog. I meant a song.